So is Serena Williams really ready to retire?
The legend lives on.
Nope, that was Williams defeating the number two player in the world, Estonian Anett Kontaveit, yesterday evening at the U.S. Open. Williams had been struggling after a hiatus caused by injury. She seems to have recovered pretty well, though. Here to talk about what's next for Serena Williams is New York Times tennis correspondent Christopher Clary. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, Celeste.
So what was the atmosphere like yesterday at Ash Stadium?
I have to say, I've been covering tennis for 35 years at the Grand Slam level, and what happened on Monday night in her first round match with Serena when she beat Kovanich in that atmosphere, and then again last night, was exceptional. Never seen anything like it. You feel like you're at a World Cup final or an NBA Game 7. It's just an immense amount of volume, immense amount of love, and there's absolutely no ambiguity. They are for Serena and pulling her through.
So she had an iconic response when she was interviewed on the court last night, right after the game. Here's that exchange.
Are you surprising yourself with your level? No, I know.
I mean, I'm just Serena, you know, so.
You say, Christopher, that's not bravado on her part. This is hard-earned confidence. Why do you say that?
That was a classic Serena there. The self-confidence in Serena hasn't maybe, it's just unshakable, having watched her over the years. She's and has so many memories of having been through tough situations and prevailed. 2007 Australian Open, she was ranked in the 80s, playing pretty rotten tennis, came in and ran the table. 2012, she was first round loss at the French Open, then came back and won Wimbledon right away, and then played probably the best tennis of her career at the Olympics and getting the gold medal in London. So she has plenty of memories of turning things around quickly. She knows what she's capable of. She knows she's a great champion. And I think at times like this, when she has so much to play for and wants to go out on a good note, it's all coming through.
There will also be high expectations tonight because Serena Williams is playing doubles with her sister Venus. This could be their last competitive game together. Who are they playing against?
You know, they are playing on Ash Stadium again. So there'll be more volume and no ambiguity again tonight. They're playing against Lucy Radetska and Linda Noshkova, who are a Czech team, a 37-year-old and a 17-year-old, who have never experienced anything like this, remotely like this atmosphere they're about to face tonight. And Serena and Venus haven't played a Grand Slam doubles tournament together in 4 years. They've won all 14 of their Grand Slam finals and doubles, which is an amazing stat. And this is such a poignant moment. These are two sisters who came up together. They're connected in the public eye, and now they're going to be playing in this amazing arena. With all kinds of, I think, emotions swirling around in their own heads and in the crowd's heads.
Christopher, we have less than 30 seconds left, but I wonder, are you going to miss covering Serena?
You know what? Every day when you come to work, when Serena has played, you know the public wants to read about her for 27 years, so that'll be hard to replace.
Christopher Clary is the New York Times tennis correspondent. Thanks so much.